Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 26th year covering the latest in consumer tech and technology, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate on the program. Perhaps you have a question. Maybe you want to help another listener. Maybe a little bit of tech rage you want to share with us. Whatever the case, we want to hear from you. And the best way now is our brand new web call, if you will, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com on any browser, on your phone, your tablet, your computer, anything with a browser. On the right-hand side, you'll see the little red microphone and Ask Dave button. Click on that and participate. Couldn't be easier. And then we'll hear you. It'll sound like you're right here in the studio with us, and address your question or comment or concern. That's terrific. If not, the old-fashioned way still works. Call 800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. Anytime, 24/7. We just want you to participate. One of the challenges that teachers continues to face is keeping students engaged. Our next guest is the co-creator of a product that helps teachers connect with their students in a new and very unique way. You've got to come and see the video at intotomorrow.com, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He is the CEO and founder of Pathway Innovations and Technologies and co-creator of eGlass. Ji Shen, Ji, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you for having me, David.
It's a pleasure. Where are you joining us from today?
It's from San Diego, California.
Ah, very fine, very fine. Well, glad to have you with us. Tell me a little bit about Pathway Innovations and Technologies, and then we'll get into eGlass, because I'm very anxious for our audience to see what you're doing with eGlass. Very cool.
Pathway has been a technology company in the educational field. We've been developing classroom instructional technologies such as most people in the educational field know about a document camera. It's also called a visualizer in Europe, but it's a camera that captures a live stream that kind of project that onto a bigger screen for students in the classroom to see. It also works in the remote learning environment. We also have a digital teaching station that integrates a computer with a multi-touch screen and the document camera into the form factor of digital podium. Uh-huh. And our latest technology is eGlass. It's a new medium, the new way of engaging students.
Well, before we show everyone on the video what eGlass is all about, what's the inspiration behind it? What caused you to kind of create this unique approach?
COVID really disrupted our world, and including educational field, that makes remote learning, distance learning, and student engagement into the limelight, and has become a household issue. Everybody is really concerned with it, and I experienced that firsthand. My kids were not really learning very well, so we really wanted to find a solution to this. I think engagement is all about what can make students achieve better in learning. So without engagement, you know, there's no chance for learning achievement. So eGLASS is really created to address this issue.
So describe, before you show it to us, again on the video at intotomorrow.com, describe for the radio audience who perhaps has not yet seen this video, what eGLASS is and how it works. And then I'm going to ask you to demonstrate it for us.
eGLASS is the illuminated glass writing board with the integrated camera and the digital imaging software. Altogether, it put the teacher right in the same picture with the information being presented, and it allows teacher to be embodied with the information, and they never have to turn their back on the students. So this is a new medium, is a new paradigm shift. So it's a new way to engage students, because when teacher write on this glass, the illuminated glass basically create this neon glow for any text you write onto the board, and that really gets their attention. So the integrated camera makes a very clear image, a smooth, fast video, and also flips the image so it appears correctly in the classroom and also appears correctly for like an application like Zoom or any other online apps.
So I know I'm dating myself when I say as compared to a chalkboard, because recent years most classrooms are using a whiteboard and a dry erase marker or something like that. So again, especially for the radio audience, as you mentioned, the teacher has to kind of turn their back to the class and then draw or write or put an assignment up or what have you. eGLASS is sort of like, as I understand it, like holding a big sheet of glass in front of the teacher, and the teacher's almost writing on it backwards, but it's not backwards. And it's, of course, as you say, your software, your program automatically flips it. So now on our video, for those watching, and those know they can visit us, intotomorrow.com, check for the interview with Ji Shen from Pathway Innovations. Show us how eGLASS works.
Yeah, I'm right in front of an eGLASS, so this sheet of glass is right in front of me, and it's illuminated. You can see me clearly. Now I can write, let's say I write eGLASS shatters engagement barriers.
And of course, it's coming out as if you're amazingly able to write backwards, but you're not having to do that. Your program
not
is
very
is,
gifted.
we used to have a weatherman here in Miami, Weaver the Weatherman, who did all of his weather forecast by writing things backwards. So the camera would just point through a plexiglass, and people were always amazed by that, because he was gifted in order to write backwards and sunny and a temperature and that kind of thing. But he was actually writing backwards, and that looked wow. like what you were doing, but it comes out perfectly. So if a teacher is listing an assignment or just writing some certain verbiage, or maybe even the chemical makeup of something, you know, and having to draw, it comes out perfectly, and you can still see the teacher doing it. I think that's very unique.
Yes. And as you were just saying, I could bring in digital content as well.
Okay. Now I'm seeing like a DNA symbol.
Like a DNA helix.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I could annotate on top of this. You know, I could write whatever the name of the DNA pairs.
Oh, that's awesome.
So as I was writing, you could see I was gazing at the information. And I could gesture with my body language. Mm-hmm. My expressions is visible. So when students see this, their attention is really directed. So when also the teacher look into the camera, the students feel like they are right there and that the teacher is looking at them in the eye.
Now, for example, G, how can you eliminate or move the DNA helix on your screen so that we can see you better? So apparently with the push of a button. Yeah, click of a button, it's gone. And now he's erasing certain things that were on the screen, like a normal eraser. It looked like a normal, like a rag or something, a piece of cloth.
Just a rag, simply erasing. You can erase the text on this.
Gotcha. Awesome. So then can you bring in anything else, like, you know, a logo or a picture of something that you're trying to share with your class at that point? And would this be done only for distance or remote learning, or can this be used actually in the classroom as students finally get back into school?
Yes, that's a great question, and I think it actually works very well in the classroom setting as well. So what I'm bringing up here is another image, another content. I just went to a website, and
I was going to say we almost had to censor the image, but now I see what you're doing. Okay,
sorry, but
no, it's fine.
More about anatomy.
Yes, exactly.
So this is a 3D human model, medically accurate one, and. So here I am, and I'm behind this transparent image. I can manipulate it, and I, at the same time, I could point to it with real ink.
Yeah.
So we're really effectively blending the physical world with physical ink and the digital media. So this is what I meant as a brand new media.
Gee, I'm going to interrupt you for just a couple of moments as we take a quick break and come back talking to the CEO and founder, Gee Shen from Pathway Innovations and Technologies, about eGlass as Into Tomorrow continues.